I'm here at Veggie Heaven, one of the many vegetarian eateries in Austin, Texas, and I'm talking with Aaron Smith, a graduating senior in the College of Natural Sciences at the University of Texas, and also a longtime vegetarian. How long have you been a vegetarian, Aaron?
7 years.
Would you tell me a little bit about what made you choose vegetarianism?
Well, when I moved to Austin, I noticed that there were a lot of vegetarian restaurants, and it started me thinking that there was no real reason to eat meat because they have many other sources of proteins that are less harmful to the environment and taste great.
Would you say your reasons for not eating meat are purely environmental?
No, they're also ethical, because in this day and age, you don't need to eat animals to get your nutrition. So it's cruel to do it. So why grow so much cattle and chicken and abuse them in the way we do in our modern factory farms just for unnecessary nutrition? When you look at the number of people in the world today, realizing that everyone needs to eat, and that half of our crops go towards feeding cattle, and poultry, and pork, of course. We'll call them pigs, but, you know, pigs get fed and hogs get slaughtered. I like that phrase. But in nutrition, I don't know if you know basic biology, you start with the autotrophs, like plants, and every level up the food chain you go, you only transfer 10% of the calories. If you look at it, herbivores, such as cattle, only get 10% of the calories that plants produce. And if you're eating cows, then you're only getting 10% of that, or 1% of all of the organic compounds produced by the plants. So you get so much more nutrition for a large number of people if you eat vegetables.
So you're saying that because we have so many people in the world, the smartest thing to do would be to eat vegetables?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Odessa, Texas, in the armpit of Texas, if you would.
And is vegetarianism an accepted practice where you were raised?
I knew two, so no.
How does your family view your vegetarianism?
They're old, the grandparents, and they are not entirely clear on why I would do it. They're not entirely sure what it is. I had to explain to my grandfather that turkey is still meat. Fish are actually animals. He didn't seem to understand that.
There are some people who say that it is natural for people to eat meat. What do you think about that?
Well, maybe at one point it was natural to throw our feces also, but aren't we supposed to be a developed people that make rational decisions about what we do? We don't just do things because that's the way our ancestors did it. We hopefully have gone past some of these barbaric traits from our past. Listen up, I gotta ask you, how can we be so cruel?